the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Goliath the Gas. Now Goliath's more than trouble. You see, he stood about 9'9". All the downtown natives call him Treetop Lover. All the Philistines call him Sir. And he is bad, bad, Goliath of Gath. Baddest man in the whole damn path. Badder than old King Saul. Neither one of Satan's dogs. Now Goliath, he's a champion. And he's never been beat before. He likes to wave his bloody sword, so everybody knows. He's got a custom engraved chest plate. He wears gold around his waist. He's got 32 feathers in his helmet for fun. He's got a razor in his shoe. And he's bad, bad, Goliath of Gath. Baddest man in the whole damn path. Badder than old King Saul. Needing one Satan's dog. Now a Friday, about a week ago, Philistines wanted to fight. And at the edge of the camp stood a man named David. And who that boy looked like? They sent their big man on him, and trouble soon began. And Goliath the Gat learned a lesson about messing with the people of God's plan. And he's bad, bad, Goliath God, baddest man in the whole damn path. Meaner than old King Saul, meaner than Satan's dog. While the two men took to fighting, and when they pulled him from the floor, Goliath took a stone from David's old shot, and the big man was all gone. And he's bad, bad, Goliath of Gath. Baddest man in the whole damn path. Badder than old King Saul. Meaner than Satan's dog.